This is part one of a previously recorded two-part live and local interview. Welcome to another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Just about everybody who's listening right now has been impacted by Alzheimer's at some level. You've got 1 or 2 degrees of separation from an Alzheimer's patient, a family member, or an in-law who has Alzheimer's. And there are people out there fighting to make sure. It's almost the fight behind the fight against Alzheimer's. How do you get the government money there? How do you get the people in leadership roles to focus on this terrible disease? Terry Streetman is one of those soldiers in the fight behind the fight. He's the director of public policy and advocacy for Alzheimer's Association Nebraska. Terry Streetman, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, as always, for having me.
During unicameral sessions, you are regularly at the unicameral working very hard to make sure that Alzheimer's policy and policies that will positively impact the fight against Alzheimer's get to the forefront. Can you talk about that job? I mean, what does that mean? How do you do that?
Oh, sure. So the job really is just, you know, trying to make sure that Alzheimer's remains sort of top of mind for our legislators. They have a lot of issues that come across their desks. They have a lot of things coming to them from constituents. And so my role is really to be that voice, to be the squeaky wheel, as it were, and make sure that, you know, this issue stays a priority for them. And also, really, almost more importantly, to make sure that they're hearing from their constituents who are affected, raising the voices of those advocates and giving them the tools they need to speak up.
So how do you go about being a squeaky wheel? From a granular level, are you banging on doors? Is it emails? Are you showing up at hearings? You know, how does this all work?
Well, the answer is all of the above, really. I have had quite a few meetings one-on-one with members of the legislature. I've testified in several committee hearings, send a lot of emails, make a lot of phone calls. And then we also do things like our annual advocacy day. Looks a little different in the time of the pandemic, but just an opportunity to really get our advocates, you know, on the same page and, like I said, coordinate with them to do that outreach and do some of the same things, sending emails, making phone calls, setting up meetings, and really just, you know, sharing the facts and figures, talking about, you know, current legislation that might, you know, might have an impact on folks living with the disease and those who are caregivers. It really is an all of the above approach.
In this current legislative session, do you have bills, issues, things happening specific to this year that you would like to see passed?
Absolutely. We have several priorities. The biggest one is LB 374 that was introduced by Senator DeBoer. And the goal of that one is to update our state plan for Alzheimer's. We had our original plan that was introduced in 2016 that led to some great advancements in terms of making sure people had the information and the resources and the support they needed. But it's time for a refresh. So this bill would do that. It would require an update every 4 years. It's currently, you know, waiting for a vote to come out of the Health and Human Services Committee. And then we have a couple other bills. There's one that would make caregiving a valid reason for voluntarily leaving employment and still be eligible for unemployment benefits once you're back looking for work. That's a bill from Senator Hunt, and that's something that, you know, would make a big difference to a lot of caregivers who have to reduce hours or quit work entirely because of their responsibilities.
What are the chances on that bill? Because that is quite an issue. Unemployment and the rules behind collecting unemployment are pretty stringent.
You know, that's a bill, like I said, we've worked on it in previous years, and it has quite a bit of support, you know, from across the political spectrum. I think, to your point at the beginning of this interview, you know, the number of people who are affected by this, everyone's got a connection somewhere. So it's something that has a lot of support. There are, of course, details that need to be hammered out, but, you know, we're hopeful that there's, you know, a chance that'll come through. It's been made a priority bill by Senator Hunt.
And AARP actually has a lawsuit about this law, which it lessened the penalties to nursing homes for any violations that they have. It put a cap on them. Are you seeing or hearing any rumblings here in the Nebraska legislature about, well, we need to do something about that? Or because we're into this year, is that something you may see next year?
You know, I can't speak to that bill specifically. But what I will say is, you know, folks living with dementia, people, you know, living in communal living settings, have been disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. And we even see it in our facts and figures, not even just from COVID, but from the isolation and all those things, you know, the increase in deaths attributable to Alzheimer's during the pandemic. So, you know, it's a major issue. Our, you know, senior living homes and nursing facilities are fighting a really difficult battle, and it's a difficult situation. I can't speak to that legislation specifically, but, you know, we're trying to make sure that those facilities have the tools they need to do everything safely and do the work that they do, so that not only the residents, but also the staff who are putting themselves in danger can, you know, remain safe as well.
Do you ever have cause to advocate on the side of some medicines that are coming around or some technology that may help Alzheimer's patients? Have you
join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this live and local interview.